3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk. This is The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jane A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jane A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. It's always our normal procedure to have a brief monologue, but let me remind you today, we're going to shorten the monologue dramatically in order to focus on the life and legacy of Roger Henderson. Roger Henderson, a brother in Christ, a co-worker, a co-laborer. Roger entered into heaven's home last Sunday afternoon. No, there was not any accident. There was not any health issues as we know of. God just called him home. We're going to talk about the leaving a legacy of Roger Henderson. It's our desire today to have you call in, join in the dialogue and discussion. Each and every day as we have dialogue and discussion, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We invite you to call in today. We're restricting today's call-in conversation around Roger and the legacy that Roger Henderson has left for all of us to look at his life and legacy. Praise the Lord for it and ask God to grant his wisdom, mercy, grace, comfort, and encouragement to his wife and four beautiful daughters. It's our desire today to have you call in. Let us know how Roger has impacted your life. Perhaps you are a co-laborer with Roger at the radio network. We invite you to pick up the telephone. Call 904-831-0917. And much of our listening audience has been able to hear the voice of Roger. Roger's voice, I have said for years and years and years, is the voice of Truth Radio. The voice of Truth Radio. In fact, as we turn the dial on the radio stations, you can always find Truth Radio with Roger's voice, a fantastic voice. In fact, I had said to Roger over the years, and by the way, for those that are listening, perhaps tuning in for the first time today, for the past almost 12 years, I've had Roger whispering in my ear every day for about an hour as we do the broadcast on Let's Face the Issues. Roger and I have had some wonderful, wonderful times of fellowship before the broadcast, at the midtime of the broadcast, and at the close of the broadcast, in conversations. Occasionally, Roger would and I would ask Roger, "Roger, how are you doing today?" And on some occasions, he would say, and a good quote that Roger would say, he said, "Well, it's a little hectic and a little difficult around here this morning, but it's all for Jesus, so I'm not complaining. I'm thankful to be able to do so." That was the life of Roger. That was the mindset of Roger. And today we have in our studio around the table, we have Dr. Phelps, Dr. Davis, and Brother Marshall Wood. Brother Marshall has known Roger for many, many years. And we're going to talk about Roger, what Roger has meant to us, what Roger means to the broadcast, what Roger is doing now. In fact, my mind can't even go there. I can't even imagine the joy, the happiness, the receiving of the rewards of Roger's life, work, and ministry in the service and submission to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for what he has meant to me and all of these years. And by the way, there might be occasions during this broadcast that these men might have to jump in for me because of not being able to go much further with it. It fills my heart with joy and being able to do this special recognition broadcast for Roger Henderson. And for Roger's wife and his four daughters, we're saying to you, we love you. We praise the Lord for you. In fact, let me say this for Roger's wife, Bernadette, and for the four daughters. Roger, oftentimes would talk about his four daughters. He'd talk about his wife. He'd talk about the joy that was his in seeing the daughters in their growing up and what they were becoming and what they were doing in their life and work and ministry and serving the Lord. I'm grateful. I'm thankful for the life and work and ministry of Roger Henderson. Dr. Phelps, let's start you at my right. Let's start with you. Give some introductory thoughts. Not any depth at this point, but just introducing where we're going. We're talking about leaving a legacy. From a biblical perspective, what does that mean for our listeners today to leave a legacy? What does it mean? And then Dr. Davis and Brother Marshall, we're going to ask you some of the same questions in relationship to getting us started so that our listeners will understand. We're not focusing on self. We're not trying to in any way deify Brother Roger, but we want our listeners to understand every one of us, everyone under the sound of my voice, we're leaving a legacy. We're building a legacy. What kind of legacy will you leave when you leave this world? I'm looking at Roger's legacy and having known him for about almost 12 years, and most every day it was Roger that would whisper in my ear as we would talk about and have the countdown for the broadcast. Dr. Phelps, take a moment.
I'm so thankful today that I can speak for each of us, I'm sure, to say that we certainly appreciate the life and ministry of Roger Henderson. Mm-hmm. Just as in the Bible, the scriptures tell us about men of faith, men of renown, and men of reputation. Abel, for example, left a memory of his great faith. Others in the scriptures speak to us of greatness on their part, and that greatness comes from God. God helps us as we minister in the gospel of Christ. But Roger has left a legacy of faith. He believed God and worked and served as a man of faith. He's a man of family as well. He has a great family, and we can be thankful for his family, and we appreciate them. He was a man who had a fellowship with God that reached out to others so that they felt the presence of the Lord when he was there. And this was a man whose, rather his life was that of a man who looked for the future. Mm-hmm. He looked for things to come. And that's one of the great things about being a Christian. We look forward to what God has in store for us in our future. Many people today have uncertainty about the future, but we believe that Roger has left a legacy of a man who looks forward to being with the Lord in heaven, and now he's there.
Amen. Dr. Davis, take a moment and do your introductory thoughts, and then we'll start taking our telephone calls.
Well, I want to say thank God for being here again on today, and to everyone that's listening, and certainly I thank God for the opportunity to be able to meet Brother Roger back in 2018, finally in person. I think Dr. Youngblood, one of the major motivators in me enrolling at CTU was to hear this man's voice on the radio.
Amen.
He would always announce, you know, how to enroll into the university here. And I would listen to it, you know, several times a day as I was working, traveling back and forth between my job going to Waycross and back to Folkestone. And several times a day I would listen at his voice each time he announced, you know, about coming, how to enroll at CTU. And I told him, you know, once I got a chance to meet him in person, that I felt like the Spirit of God really motivated me through the power of what was in his voice to come and enroll at CTU. And when I came here and I got a chance to meet you and Dr. Phelps, I believe I told you about that, you know, on that occasion, mm-hmm. that when I first came in, through the power of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit, in this man's voice, God was working on my heart to tell me that this was the right place to come. And I thank God for the opportunity to be able to be here today, to be a part of this ministry, to be able to be this man's friend. I call him a great friend.
Amen. Amen.
When I go to Proverbs chapter 20, I'm just going to say this, toss it over, amen, to Brother Marshall. Amen. Proverbs chapter 20, verses 6 and 7 says, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? Verse 7, the just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. And truly, I believe this is the case with Brother Roger.
Yes.
He always is and was and has been a faithful man. Everything he talked about, everything he did, I believe I heard you say this, and he told me this on several occasions, how many times, you know, he was working so hard and he was trying to get it done. He said, but oh well, if I'm doing it for Jesus, I don't mind.
Amen.
That's amen. And that's what I call a faithful friend, a faithful man, someone who was committed to the work of God and to his kingdom, and someone who truly loved
that the was Lord. His conviction. Amen. Absolutely. Brother Marshall, start us off.
Well, let me say this, what you don't know. I was notified shortly when I came in here this morning that a very close relative had passed away. And her husband said at the time, as we were trying to comfort him, she's in paradise now. Mm-hmm. That's the reality of my friend Roger.
Amen.
Roger's with the Lord, to be absent from the bodies, to be present for the Lord.
Amen.
I hath not seen nor ear heard, neither has entered the heart of man the things that God prepared for those that love him. Now, either we believe it or we don't believe it.
Right.
I've talked about this with Roger a number of times, which is why I'm saying it now.
Amen.
Many of us say we believe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you believe? You know, we're just parroting that statement. Do you believe? Do you believe literally in the Lord Jesus Christ that he is your Savior? Do you believe that you have paradise ahead of you because of his shed blood?
Amen.
That man whose picture's on the screen up there knew that. And he and I affirmed that together, the various things that I was hanging out with the radio station, doing some programs and some running ads. Roger helped me cut ads. I did my own ads for the company I was for and for Crossover Jacksonville. So he had to really help me a lot. But he was patient, and he did it. But in those times, I realized what? That Roger really believed.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that right now, all that he's been through on earth has been worth it.
Well worth it.
Because
praise
he's worth
God.
The Savior. He is with, I believe that.
Amen.
Amen.
We know
I believe that.
That.
He is
we
with
know that.
The Savior.
Absolutely.
Praise now,
God.
And that was reinforced this morning when my cousin's lovely wife passed away unexpectedly.
My.
Well, man, I want us to understand, and I've said this many, many, many times in the opportunities I've had to conduct memorial services. For a Christian, it's not goodbye. It's good night. See you in the morning.
Amen.
And that's the thing that's encouraging. I believe we have Genevieve on the phone. Attended church with Roger. Speak to us for a moment.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Youngblood. Can you hear me okay?
We can. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. First of all, I want to thank you for your broadcast. I met Roger over 30 years ago. We were going to the same church, and during that time, I was a single parent. He gave me information about how being in debt was not of God. Only to love people was what God wanted. And he said, start with the small bills, pay those off, and then work your way towards the other ones. As a result of that, I've been debt-free, my house, everything. And I saw him maybe about a couple of months ago at a prayer breakfast and thanked him for his advice, because that has really blessed me tremendously, and now I'm able to give more to the Word of God, to the gospel.
Amen.
But not only was he an encouragement as a broadcaster on the radio station, but also towards people that he was around. And I really appreciate just his advice.
Well, I am thankful for that word of testimony. I can tell you, in the almost 12 years that I have known Roger, and as I've said, as he whispered in my ear by way of the radio broadcast each day, coming to know him, and we could talk about the prophecy of what God's Word says about the darkness and the dangers of these last days, Roger would always say, isn't it wonderful to know that there is a better place, that heaven will be beyond what we're seeing and recognizing today? He would always say, let's just pray for those that are living in darkness today, that they might be enlightened and say yes to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Roger was a man of faith. Roger was a man that was convicted of the Word of God. Roger was one that loved his family. He loved his Lord, and he loved his work. In fact, some of the things that we talk about in his work, and he didn't consider it work. It was ministry and serving the Lord. And so I'm thankful for your word of testimony, and I pray that as Roger's family goes through this dark time, that they would be the recognition, embracing the love of God, the recognition of the legacy that Roger has left for his wife, for his daughters, and for his co-workers, and for the family members in general. I'm thankful for that. So thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Give us a call. Let us know your relationship to Roger. Perhaps your co-worker have been a co-worker with Roger. Tell us how he impacted your life. Roger would always talk about his co-workers and working together in harmony in serving the Lord. The joy that was filling Roger's heart each and every day just to know that he was serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, there are biblical texts throughout the Word of God that should give us an encouragement today. Listen, death is not the end. Death is simply the doorway being opened for eternity. We spend 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 years in this life. That is minuscule in comparison to eternity. Eternity. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through verse 18, the Bible talks about the rapture of the church. The dead in Christ shall rise first. We which are alive and remain shall be called together with the Lord and forever be with the Lord. And then it wraps up in that 18th verse, wherefore comfort ye one another with these words. It should be a comfort today for everyone listening that knew Roger, that Roger's life impacted, that was legacy was left of what Roger had said, Roger had done, and how Roger submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. It should be a comfort to each of us to recognize and realize that one day we'll be able to see Roger again. In fact, Dr. Phelps, Dr. Davis, and Brother Marshall, I want us to understand, I'm a little jealous. Roger got there before I did. I just told my wife.
I thought about that.
I just told my wife. I said, he's getting to see, meet our son Jesus, our son Gene that's there with Jesus. He's meeting our first granddaughter that went on to be with the Lord. I'm thankful to have known Roger and his life impacting mine. I believe Doug is on the phone. Doug, go over the question or comment, please.
Doug McCary from SWAT Radio, and I was calling to remember Roger also, and I appreciate those words. We started SWAT Radio back in 2017, and Roger was such an integral part of everything, just like he is with your program and how he's helped you, and he was so helpful all the way. But he and I go back way before that, because I had a daughter who wrote Christian music and performed, you know, she was a Christian artist, and he put her music on one of the first radio stations to put her music on, and he had her in the studio, and he was just always such a servant, such a giving person. And he'd pop into the SWAT Bible studies we do there every now and then when he could. But he was always serving people. So he didn't have a lot of time to kind of take for himself because he was always serving. But he and I talked a lot about you. And I appreciate those words that you just shared. I remember being in India years ago, and there was this translator I had. His name was Solomon, who lost two young elementary age children of his in a period of a week. And, you know, he had such joy. And I said, Solomon, when you talk about that, you have such joy. I mean, like, there was no emotion change in your face when you start talking about your kids being taken. And he goes, you Americans, he goes, don't you know that death is the train that takes us to Jesus? My boys don't have to deal with what I deal with here. And so I thought about that when you were sharing what you were sharing there. And I just, I wanted to say I'm praying for Roger's wife and his daughters and and just appreciate you being a beacon for truth there. And I do affirm he yielded to the lordship of Jesus Christ and his kingship in his life. And I'm so grateful for that. So I take great comfort in knowing we'll see him again.
Amen. Doug, let me just do a little footnote to that. Roger and I had many, many conversations in relationship to biblical prophecy and the rapture of the church and what will take place. And Roger would say in relationship to that, he said, I'm looking forward to the rapture. He said, it's dark and dangerous. The world will be left behind. But he said, I'm looking forward to being with Jesus. And that's the way he lived his life. That's the ministry mindset that he had. And I'm so thankful for the legacy of Roger Henderson and what he has done and said in this life, in this world, and the legacy that he leaves behind will be one that none other can look at other than as an example. And I go back to the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 11th chapter, the first verse, where Paul said, mimic me as I mimic Jesus. And that means to follow me as I'm following Jesus. And that was the unstated yet life lived for Roger Henderson. Doug, thank you so much, brother, for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. I believe we have Greg on the... Thank you, and God bless you. I believe Greg is on the line, a co-worker with Roger. Go ahead and talk to us a moment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, it's Greg from the sales department, and really appreciate the opportunity to have a tribute to our beloved friend, Roger.
Yes.
And I wrote some notes that some people that may not be 100% familiar with Roger would like to know about. And as you know, Roger Henderson was as near-perfect a person that you will ever meet. And he was known for his creative, outstanding commercials and other productions that were unmatched in quality. Roger also recorded commercials for many clients. And after one session, the client would insist on only working with Roger. And, of course, Roger hosted, co-hosted, and produced countless radio programs, including yours. And as a lot of people don't realize, he was involved in behind-the-scenes work with our group of radio stations 6 days a week, often 7 days a week. And as you have noted, he was a man of deep faith, and you never heard him complain or say a bad word about anyone. And we've mentioned about him being a devoted family man. A lot of folks I'm sure they wouldn't be surprised to know that in our staff meetings in the last few weeks, he was really beaming about being having his family together on the 4th of July holiday, have all of his daughters, his wife, himself, have everybody together, which was very rare. And he was lamenting that it would soon be over after the holiday. And really, in conclusion here, we just don't know why Roger left us so soon, but my feeling is perhaps heaven needed a great production director. And I will say to Roger, thank you for everything, Roger, and I know you're looking out for us.
You know, Greg, it's strange you say that. My wife and I were just talking about Roger yesterday and some of the things. She said, maybe he's getting ready to produce Let's Face the Issues in Heaven.
I think there was a reason that they needed him, absolutely. So I'm sure he's listening to this program right now and appreciating everyone's compliments. But again, Doctor, I appreciate the time. We'll make room for somebody else, and thank you so much.
Greg, thank you so much, and God bless you, brother, as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Brother Marshall, with some of the things we've heard from the friends and co-workers of Brother Roger, what are some of the comments you'd like to do as a footnote to that, or a question or comment in relationship to it?
Well, I appreciate Roger Henderson because he was a man.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a world right now that's becoming progressively feminized. Men are not being men as they're supposed to be. There are three things of easily seven I can think of, but these are three I'm going to emphasize that Roger represented. The first is our responsibility as men to proclaim the gospel.
Amen.
Is that
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
We must proclaim the gospel.
Yes.
And I think it was St. Francis who said, proclaim the gospel often, but sometimes use words. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's a
Amen.
Big thing because that man's life proclaimed the gospel in a way. He didn't have to go up in somebody's face and say, hey, do you believe? What? Nothing wrong with that, but he lived a life that proclaimed the gospel. The second thing is this. Men are called to be procreative. Be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth. That man right up there has got four beautiful daughters that are his legacy. They're beautiful in their face, but they're more beautiful in their spirits.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
He did what the Shema of Israel tells us, and teach these things diligently to your children. He raised his daughters in the fear and admonition of the Lord, and he taught other people. And the third thing that men are supposed to do is to protect the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Protect your family. Protect your church, your community, and your nation. Roger was in the Navy, and he and I talked about our... I was Air Force guy, and unfortunately, he wasn't able to get in a really good service. He had to be in the Navy.
Yes.
But he was a well-respected and decorated military veteran. So he protected, but he also protected the community in what he did through the radio station,
mm-hmm.
didn't he?
Yes.
He
yes,
declared
yes.
what was right, what was wrong. He facilitated programs like Let's Face the Issues that's talking about things today that people better be aware of and wouldn't have been were Roger not doing that. So that would be my three points. He proclaimed the gospel. He did it with his life. That he raised children in the fear and admonition of the Lord. That's the first commandment in the Bible. And thirdly, he was protective of the culture that he lived in. He was a man, and we need men today, as Pastor has said many times.
And I really believe, men, that with Roger's life, as many times as I had the privilege of talking with him, sharing what we were going to do on the broadcast that day, doing a little highlight of where we're going, Roger would always be interested in seeing others saved. His approach was always on the basis, regardless of how dark it may be, regardless of how difficult these last days may be, we know we'll be raptured up and all of this will be over, or we'll go on to be with the Lord. And his focus was always on others, 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 knowing and seeing and receiving the gospel of Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51 and following, the Bible says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on immortality, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth to us victory over the through the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, I like that 58th verse, 15th chapter, 1 Corinthians. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Those are words that I believe Roger knew, understood, and recognized the need to be always, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Dr. Davis, our time is counting down rapidly for this portion of the broadcast. Take a few moments and speak to that in relationship to the hope that we have in the Lord and seeing Roger one day very soon.
Well, I am very grateful that you just read that because I'd already turned to that portion of Scripture. But I want to back up to verse 19. Just for the sake of time, we're going to close it out with that. Amen. Verse 19 says, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't believe that we're going to see Roger again, we might as well stop preaching right now.
That's right.
You might as well stop living right now. Mm-hmm. In other words, if we're not believing by faith, we have already lied to the public, so that means our faith is void.
WTRJ-FM, Orange Park. WAYL-FM, St. Augustine. WATY-FM, Folkestone. WMUV-HD4, Brunswick. And W272-CQ, Jacksonville. WTRJ, the truth.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. From the Midwest to the East, one of the worst heat waves in years has settled in. Dangerously high heat and humidity levels, people being urged to exercise extreme caution. Their parents and two grandparents